until we talk to someone else. What about Gurdjieff? Can we bring in Gurdjieff now? Mr. Gurdjieff. What did you think of, you're living in Paris, what did you think of Picasso and James Joyce and Ezra Pound?
Why do you want to know?
Well, those guys are in my chart. You're in my chart,
well,
too.
Then, what does your chart say?
The chart, it's quite detailed. It's not the place. You can have a private reading, and I'll tell you. Pay $100, I'll tell you how to do it. But for the public here, where did you come from since you didn't come, you weren't born here?
From another world.
In the world Gurdjieff is a famous person, and go to any New Age bookstore and you'll find all kinds of books on George Gurdjieff. Gurdjieff. Very important person in the New Age.
2516.
What about that's world 2516 he came from. And so why did you come here? What were you intending to express or accomplish?
To play with the contrast, because you were going miserably wrong.
And you wanted to see what it felt like to be an ascended... Were you an ascended being coming here?
We would say yes, but there was still more to engage.
Right.
So it was an ascending process.
Right, and you came in here to see what it was like to experience this degree of contrast in the 19-teens and 20s.
In this world, to see how it could have a causal, relative experience within the soulish man.
And the soulish man was you?
It was the human condition.
The soulish man is the human condition. So... what did you learn or experience, or are you still working on what you got from it?
Well, just like the wake, it never got finished.
Right. What would you tell your followers? There's many Gurdjieff salons around the world. What message for update of their activities interpreting your work? What would you say to them?
Stop making such a big do of it.
you would say it was incomplete, a lot of gobbledygook, and best move on to other stuff.
Well, or complete it.
Complete it.
If you're going to follow it, why would you follow an incomplete work? If you didn't have the power to complete it, why are you fooling with it?
What age and were you when you came here from the other world?
34.
Say that again?
34.
And why did you think that we were doing it wrong? Well, you said you came to this world because we were going all wrong.
Well, you still are, in my opinion.
Right. Okay. Well, because Ion says... You can't do it wrong.
Well, then you should be speaking to him.
Well, I'm just getting clarification between the two, because I was just curious why you...
Yeah, you don't agree with Ion.
No.
Well, what do you think about, what is it? What was that subject you were on past lives?
Yeah.
What's your opinion on that?
Well, the essence is... And the essence is, therefore, you can have innumerable lives, states of consciousness, and those states of consciousness then, in the same regenerative process, you can have the engagement of many, many lives in your process of eternity. It's the reincarnation.
But do we carry any of the baggage from the other lives we have?
Absolutely. That's the whole point of karma. And the whole point of this connection place. You're going to get to do it till you do it right.
Ion doesn't agree with that point.
Well, that's why I say, if you like that better, he's available.
Right.
I don't like that at all.
I'll put you right.
we're we're here to party. We're partying. We're
walked in at, when you walked in at age 34, was that an agreement with the individual that you...
It was a contract. A contract. See, you're getting a lot of the New Age themes came from Gurdjieff. You see the point here? A lot of the things that Sandra was talking about, he's saying that, that dogma. It was a contract.
Yeah, it's interesting how he seems to be directly opposed to many of what the things that Ion says.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, I mean...
So could you explain the contract, the contract point you're making, Mr. Gurdjieff?
It's an agreement. It was an agreement to come forth. It was an agreement to come forth, to engage, to complete with... The dynamic, to lay it out in such a way that to get the human creators in a position of where they could have at least some chance of figuring it out.
So what?
Figuring what out?
the process of how karma works. And you could de-evolve yourself down to a cockroach if you stayed at it long enough.
Do you parallel back to your original home when you left there?
No, we went to a lot of time in 611.
There was a reason you went there?
Well, they were just much more amiable with my way of belief.
And what you're saying is what they believe?
Well, we turn them one at a time.
More aligned.
Yeah. Carol just asked if he was still... Are you still alive, Gurdjieff?
Yes.
Okay, someone else was saying something.
Just that where your world 611, is that what you said, that was more aligned with your thinking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you finished your work that was incomplete here, there?
Never.
It'll never be completed.
So far.
Hey, he agrees with Ion on something.
Yeah, but
now, Bob, when Callan, he said he is still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you should tell him to kind of look up Ion, help him out a bit.
Yeah, what world is Ion on, Mr. Gurdjieff?
You'd have to ask him.
Okay, we'll do that later. We don't want to distract from you. Who was an important associate of yours that maybe that is not known? There's John Bennett, Madam, can't remember her name right now, but and there's Spensky, who wrote books on you. Was there someone we don't know about who got your message?
Paul Jameson.
Paul Jameson, J-A-M-I-E-S-O-N?
Yes.
Interesting. And what's Paul doing today? Transition what?
Transition, we guess.
So... When your meat sack was found in October 1949, you had left consciously, went over to another world?
Yes.
So you did what Elvis did?
Well, you see, karma had to leave a body.
Right.
So that's rules and regulations.
Well, do you agree with us adopting Ion's meme that we can stay in the meat sack forever?
Well, but you can't usurp the karma.
Hmm. If we don't have karma.
Can't what?
Yeah, you can't
usurp.
In other words, you're saying you'd have to usurp karma, and you see that's pretty hard to do.
Well, so far.
And what is this karma? Where did the mistake, the crime, start from?
Well, you didn't honor your contract. If you don't honor your contract, then you get to go and come back and have a new contract. So you get a contract that you can abide by. And each rung of the ladder gets lower and lower and lower until you get down to where you start wanting to keep your word.
That's the first. That's a noble position, to keep your word.
Yes, indeed.
What would be a higher level on the ladder? What would be an example of a contract?
When you complete the contract, and you can go and have an even higher level of ascension.
Right. So how do you determine the karmic rules, the contracts? Where do they come from?
Well, when you come forth, you set these four agreements. You've heard of the four agreements? You set the agreements. The agreements then are what you judge your ramifications of your life in this rotation of a life. And then depending on how you do with your contracts, then when you go and come back, then you go to a higher level or to a lower level.
Well, there are a lot of people who think similar to what you're saying. Are you happy that they are thinking that way here?
Really makes no much difference.
Well, what is your work if you're not interested in having everybody adopt your meme?
In six, World 611, it's very important.
Okay, someone else asked something.
Why are we pursuing
So in World 611, then, is it fair to say that you are held in high esteem within the population there?
More so than what you call this world, yes.
Like, do they worship you or your work?
Well, we don't. They honor the work.
So what
do
you
worship?
The worship
of your work.
The worship dynamic.
Yeah.
The worship dynamic goes against the whole essence of karma.
Yeah, you don't want worship. How does one work on the karma?
Try to find a way to quench desire.
But
quench desire?
That's sort of like the Buddhist mandate.
Indeed.
So you're thinking it's within. You brought Buddhism to the West in an eccentric way.
Well, very eccentric. We tried to get it to a point where they had a chance to at least engage in the contracts that they were forbidding against.
Right. So that's interesting. An agent of Buddhism. You know, we've done a lot on Christianity. We haven't done much on Buddhism, other than the main point. And we're actually getting into some of the ideas of Buddhism through virtue,
which is quench desire, karmic retribution, and be good to your word, and levels of ascension.
Via
contract that you're not aware of when you come forth.
I know, as he said, is one aware of the contract when you come forth?
You agree to contracts.
Do you do that before you enter the womb?
No, it becomes the essence of whether or not you're able to stay.
Well, do you do that as soon as the day you're born, you start doing that?
Well, or you start exiting until you do.
So when do you become aware of this obligation to relate to the contract properly?
Well, you get to recall, and if not, you immediately drop another rung to the lower level till you get down to the point where you do.
And you begin to have the opportunity to recall the moment you're born?
Yes.
I see. So where does that contract come from? If you're born in the world, the contract's waiting for you to remember.
You enter the contract. You enter the contract because you've had countless reincarnations of how you've been doing, and you know how to enter where you are, and that's you've cast your lot. And so this incarnation is that shot to honor your contract.
People, this
so
is
the
very
contract, interesting. You come into agreement have your agreement of the contract in the spiritual realm of your essence?
Your higher self.
Oh, higher self, right.
This is very interesting, people. This is the whole Buddhist New Age meme right here. He was a popularizer of this.
Thank you.
And how's that working for you so far?
Well, it sometimes is a very difficult process, especially if you have any place where you're pushing against your contract. Then yes, indeed, what is it? How is it? Some people would say it now. At the end of the day, karma sucks.
Well, and I suppose that it's working better in World 6 and 11 than it did here.
Well, that's our hope, yes.
What do you think about Eckhart Tolle, who wrote the Book of Power Now?
Yes. Well, it really reinforced much of our belief systems. Now, it sort of changed a bit because Eckhart came into a place of trying to lay it out from a higher dimension, but the higher dimension tried to less than the agreements, the contracts, and you can't get there from there. That's called a cheater's mud hole.
Good question, Kalisha. That's good.
But the essence of it is very close to our way of belief. Except for it takes away the penalty phase of not keeping your contract.
So
if you negate the contract, and if you negate the contract, then what's the point?
Is this fun and happy for you?
Well,
this belief.
Well, just like in any karmatic revision, you don't know what you like. You like what you know.
And what do you think about The Secret?
Well, it is also contractless. So then some would accuse, if we had come up with that, we'd have been accused of heresy. Oh, wait, we already were.
Now, heresy within the Buddhist world or in the Christian world?
Christian world.
Yeah. Are you good friends with any of the Jesuses?
Not so much.
If you got in the same room, you might have an argument about what is?
Well, we certainly wouldn't be sitting at the same table.
You don't resonate. Jesus doesn't resonate with you.
Right. How can you have this redemption world without a contract to be redeemed from?
Yeah. So, do you think the Ion anti-movement will work here? To undermine your teachings?
Well, they'll figure it out.
Who's they?
The movement that you're speaking of.
They'll figure out their relationship to Ion and Gurdjieff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you believe people are make their own reality?
What else can they do?
All right, do you believe that they are, each individual is the center of their own universe?
Well, as long as it doesn't bind or break the contract.
Where did the contract start? What initiated the first contract? Was there a beginning for that?
Well, you had to have some contrast, something to gauge it all by. And the contract is what you set up when you came forth of what you agree to, of what you give a propensity regarding. And as you come into a propensity, then that was the standard by which you are held. And how you do in that contractual realm is how you gauge in your next coronation.
Are you saying coronation or incarnation?
Incarnation.
So,
or we call it carnation.
Right. So, there is contrast in the physical here. It's natural. You've made a bureaucratic relationship to it.
Of course. It's the only way.
Our view is we're going to get contrast anyways. We don't need to establish an agreement in relation to it or contractual obligations.
Interesting. So how do you succeed at it?
Well, we don't see
your contrast.
We just enjoy the contrast as much as possible.
Hmm. Well, you got no standard to gauge how you're doing then.
No, we have ourselves, our feeling place.
Feeling place. What does a feeling have to do with honoring a contract?
Well, probably nothing, but to me, you've got... Is this contract written?
Of course.
Well, then you're addicted to the manuscript culture and the effect of that ancient medium. I mean, we operate before writing and after writing.
Well, if that's the case, then that's why the Akasha records would be sealed.
You accept the concept of the Akasha records?
We're sorry, say it again.
Do you accept the concept meme of Akashic Records?
Of why they're sealed, yes.
Wow, Ion's not too happy about that. I mean, he doesn't think that's a useful thing, that it's... you're saying it's sealed because it's written... Why is it sealed? Is it in relation to the writing point?
Because if you knew how you weren't going to keep your contracts, you may not be as quick to make the contracts.
Right. Well, we're not into making any contracts. That's only a product of the writing systems that came
well,
in.
That's where you went wrong.
You put great value on writing.
Of course.
See, this is very interesting, people.
It's
never been said before.
It's the standard. It's just, well, of course it's been said.
It's never been debated as I'm doing, bringing up this questioning of the limited nature of the written medium, which you put above all.
Of course. It's the only way in or out.
Did you like the effect of the printing press on the contract?
It was the best way ever. It was the best way ever to set the standard so that all could make and keep the contract. And if not, then the retribution was appropriately objective.
So the McLuhan pointed out that the written law, all people are equal before the law, that institution you would support as a strong foundation for a world government.
Of course, the essence of how you know how you're accomplishing your efforts.
Now you got Christianity and Islam and Buddhism founded on manuscripts. Are you aligning with Buddhism as a better implementation of the manuscript written effect than...
It's an easier contract to keep.
Wow. Anybody here? Who's here? I'm listening.
I'm here.
Uh-oh, we got disconnected on the good part. Dan.
Oh, that's crazy.
This great part. Well, they'll have to hear it on the thing. I'm going to have to... this is very good, Mr. Gurdjieff. I'm going to put you on hold and call the number again.
Thank you. So we were going to...
No, you stay here. You stay, Mr. Gurdjieff. We're just going to put you on hold while I reconnect with the group. Okay? I'm just getting the phone number. Are you there, Gurdjieff? Mr. Gurdjieff?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to get the number. Okay, here we go. Put you on hold. Okay, we're still here. Sorry, I made a mistake. I'm going to put you on hold again. I'm going back in. This? What we're talking... Yeah.
Welcome. This service is provided by freeconferencecall.com. Please enter your access code... You entered 119769. If this is correct, press 1. Enter your access code. There are 8 participants in this conference. Please announce yourself.
I'm keeping up at all.
Okay,
but what he was saying.
Hey, guys, we're back.
Oh, well, you did, Bob.
Okay.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
What happened? Your karma run over your dogma?
No. It's pretty amazing what happened. Let me just check the time here. It is...
Did you go to his world?
Okay. It's 6 It's 6:06 with 6 hours and 6 minutes. How long have we been gone from you? 10 minutes, maybe?
Too long. We've been pining away.
No, no. How long have we? Have you,
You've been gone too long.
About 10 minutes.
Well, you left at 4:22, and it's 5:06 now.
Okay.
4:32
4:22 You wouldn't leave at 4:32
No, 4:22 Okay, we didn't. He didn't leave. So the point is, everybody agrees about 10 minutes we were gone.
Yeah.
Because we just, of course, it's on the tape. We just got incredible stuff, and so. Mr. Gurdjieff, if you're there now. Did we lose Mr. Gurdjieff?
We
scared him away.
No, there he is. Okay, so I want to note that at the 5 hour, 50 minute point, you all missed it. Check it out someday. It's pretty interesting. Even Carolyn was impressed. So we were talking about the. It's just amazing. I don't know. How would you summarize it, Carolyn?
Well, it was like step by step going through all the aspects of Buddhism and Gurdjieffism and knowing in our heads what Ion would say. And I had been thinking of Brian's question when he said, so how's it working for you? And obviously, Gurdjieff is not coming across as a happy, ebullient, joyful being, so... I wouldn't want to be his follower.
No, but that's we got into the manuscript culture effect.
Well, then it came Bob's aspect of the printing press and everything.
And Gurdjieff, here I can say this: Gurdjieff celebrated the effect of the printing press, totally opposite of Ion. It actually.
Well, of course he would. It laid out the rules and regulations for all of the, you know,
the contracts.
Yeah, dynamics it promotes.
Yeah, and he said that Buddhism was easier and simpler to have the contract philosophy than Islam and Christianity, even though all three religions came out of the manuscript effect. And so he thought Buddhism would be more easy for, as a culture, as a religion for the world government. Which is what...
Yeah, it's all about bondage.
Yeah, but, okay...
That's funny, because, see, you had your deal on your side, Bob, and then me and Tina and Kalitia and Ed, we were, it was a different path, but we were going in a similar direction. We were walking through what he was saying and all the, you know, where he was going astray or the false premises and how it's getting you all tangled up in that mess he was talking about.
Right, so, Mr. Gurdjieff, why did we get disconnected? Anything other than just it was a technical glitch, or did you take us to World 611?
You just couldn't keep the contract.
So,
whatever.
You didn't stay with your contract? Or are you determining what my contract is?
Well, of course. That's the standard by which you judge, are judged.
What is this? Of course, what? She said an opposing view, or what is the, you know, I didn't get what he's referring to, did you?
It's how you place the blame. He says, you don't blame me, it's you, it's your contract.
My contract, and that's why he bleeped out, because we were not in agreement with our contract as he determined.
Is that what you mean, Mr. Gurdjieff?
Yes.
So, is this Ion...
How do you know what my contract is?
Well, because it's based on where you're asking, that's very simple to discern.
Well, I'm coming to you from my truth.
Well, and that's relegated to your contract and how you're doing with your truth.
Tina, he's fixing to get you tangled up, man.
But how does another person, such as yourself, have the authority, to determine what my truth is and what my contract would be for me?
He doesn't. He only thinks he does.
No, he doesn't.
No, let's hear his answer. What's
he
your,
believes he does.
Wait, well,
how
what's
do
his
you
answer?
Compare?
Tina, let's hear his answer to that point Tina makes.
Well, just that, in that, in this connection of how that's not connecting, if the contracts were clear, then you'd know if you were keeping your contract or not, and then your truth would be the edifice of your creation, which is keeping your contract.
Mr. Guru, Jeff, did you feel that the movements were successful here on this planet?
Well, you're still talking about it, so, yeah.
Yep.
And are you doing them on 611 as well?
Much more fluidly.
So would you say you've improved on the movement since you were here?
Well, it's much clearer, certainly.
And you feel more justified in your work, more validated.
Well, I keep my contracts.
Well, can you read a couple of sentences in your particular contract? Oh, Ian's had enough.
Yeah.
Say we take the clue, and move on into some other aspects of the conversation.
Yeah, we will.
And back to
I'll just find out, and Mr. Gurji, what's a couple of sentences in your contract? Can you quote them to me?
Just that's the essence of how you are doing in your contracts or agreements that you come into this world to complete. That's your task. Your task is judged on your completion of those agreements.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Gurji. We're happy to have you guest in our home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Not so much. You drove me to drinking.
Lord have mercy. What in the world?
Oh, hi, yeah.
Oh, I guess we wanted some contrast, Ian.
We had a silly, we'd go vomit.
Get this, you guys. Jake went and hid in the spare bedroom.
Of course. Hey,
that was
hey,
awesome
hey.
There. That's what that.
Hey, so did we.
I wouldn't be holding the wine with that one.
He's in the bedroom that he never goes in, back in the corner.